Even before they learn to read and write, children can manipulate images. Tablet computers with touch-sensitive screens are ideal for lining up simple commands, which is exactly what programming is all about, says Mitchell Resnick, co-developer of a code learning program called Scratch Junior.
Each block tells the characters what to do. You snap the blocks together, and you've made a computer program.
Each block has a different behavior. This block makes the cat go to the right. This one makes the cat jump. By snapping them together, I make a computer program that makes it move and then jump. That's what coding is all about, putting together sequences of actions.
7-year-old Talia Levitt is having a good time.
It's pretty fun because you can do like almost anything on it.
Yeah.
It is up to parents to decide how much time their children spend exposed to modern technology. But as Sandra Calvert, director of Children's Digital Media Center at Georgetown University, notes, it's all around us.
We live in the digital age, and just as it's a worry that there may be too much screen time, there's also a concern that our children will be left behind if they don't know how to use the technologies that are going to shape 21st century careers, jobs, and how we are going to succeed as a nation.
At so-called maker spaces in Beijing, children between 4 and 15 also use tools and machines such as 3D printers to create various projects. They are part of the so-called maker movement that started in the U.S. but quickly spread to other countries, connecting people who like to make things with their hands. One of the movement's pioneers, Wang Shenglin, says that trend appeals to the younger generation.
The old generation is like, oh, we go to work, but the young generation, we see them, they start trying. They're trying so hard, actually, to do what they love. And that's the difference.
It goes against tradition in China not to follow the crowd, but young entrepreneurs like 24-year-old Huang Weiji want to change things.
Our generation thinks that we really need to do something we like in order to innovate. To us, we are as capable as foreigners. Why can they do something and we cannot?
Huang says Chinese will have to learn that although opening a private business includes the possibility of failure, his generation will have wider experience of the world, so they will be prepared to make mistakes and learn from them. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.